A solar baptism of the mind. Mercury retrograde, Kazemi, the Leo sun. On Thursday, July 31st, Mercury retrograde will Kazemi, the Leo sun at 9 degrees Leo. A profound moment of mental and creative rebirth. Kazemi means in the heart of the sun, and it's when a planet is within 1 degree of the sun. Traditionally, it's 17 minutes. But when a planet is within 15 degrees of the sun, it's said to be weakened. But when it gets to the Kazemi in the heart of the sun, it becomes purified or empowered, and rather than weakened from the combustion from the sun's light and heat. This is not merely an astrological transit. It's a divine download, a solar baptism of the mind. Remember, the universe baptizes with fire. A moment when the king, which is the sun, delivers his decree through his messenger. Mercury is the messenger of God, the messenger of the king, and it sits on both sides of the king and queen. In Leo, this becomes an alchemical transformation of authentic self-expression, creative authority, and heart-centered truth. This Kazemi marks the midpoint of Mercury's retrograde cycle when Mercury passes between the Earth and the Sun. It's like a celestial download where new messages, insights, or perceptions break through all the confusion. The sun's home or domicile is Leo, sitting on the throne, the king, God sitting on his throne of creative radiance, visibility, and sovereignty. This Kazemi is happening at 9 degrees Leo, which is in the bounds of Venus. Venus, the day before, will be at 29 degrees Gemini. And the day of the Kazemi will have moved into Cancer, which brings emotional intelligence, crowns logical prowess. I told y'all before, to figure things out, you have to layer it. Layer it, right? Now let's start adding some layers. This Kazemi is happening not at 9 degrees Leo. Now we need to dissect the number 9. Number 9, when it comes to numerology, connects to completion, transcendence. It's the final breath before rebirth, endings that prepare for new beginnings. Also, using another system, the number 9 points to grief, anxiety, and spiritual surrender, the emotional intensity of letting go. The other day, someone had a post, and the post was about what would be your advice to someone beginning their spiritual journey today. And I left a comment and I said, get used to letting go, because if you struggle with letting go, this journey will be a struggle. The number 9 also points to being maimed by past experiences that's requiring healing. It also points to wisdom through experience. Do people learn from words, or do they have to go out there and feel it themselves to really learn? It's the wounded healer, the mystic, the visionary who holds pain and grace together. Number 9. Now, when it comes to tarot, the number 9 card in the tarot deck is the hermit. The hermit is the seeker, the sage, the one who walks alone to find the inner light. Why did I bring up the hermit? Because we're talking about Mercury, Kazemi, the sun. And Mercury rules the hermit, which is Virgo. Mercury also rules Gemini, which is the lover's card. Now, Mercury rules the hermit, which is, like I said, Mercury rules the hermit and his Virgo, which is linking this Kazemi to solitude, introspection, and a mentor's guide. the moment of solitude before dawn, the lantern giving way to full solar radiance. Back to Leo. Key question, what must I release to step into my full strength? Let's add another layer. Moving on, we're going to add another layer. Y'all heard me bring up the Sabian symbols before, and the Sabian symbol connected to this 9 degrees Leo is early morning dew sparkles as the sunlight floods the field. What's the keynote connected to this? Huh? What you say? The exalted feeling that rises within the soul of the individual who has successfully passed through the long night, which has tested their strength and their faith. Remember, back in the days, ancient times, nighttime was a scary place. They didn't know if they were going to wake up in the morning, if they were going to be attacked by something, wild animal and all that. So waking up and seeing the sun was a glorious thing. Waking up to see the sun headed to its throne at 12 o'clock every day was a glorious thing. After Mercury retrogrades through the chaos, which would be the long night, this is a moment of renewal. The sun's light of clarity ignites dormant potential. It's the hermit's lantern transforming into full solar illumination. What is bounds? I said, this Kazemi is happening in the bounds of Venus, which means when it comes to Leo, Venus has a yard in Leo, and this Kazemi is happening in Venus's backyard. And so Venus has something to say about what goes on in this Kazemi. Now I said, Venus was just moved into Cancer, which means this Kazemi will have Venusian flavor, artistic inspiration, and creative grace, and a rationale to harmonize. The sun as king in Leo is at home in his sign. The sun demands authenticity and sovereign self-expression. Mercury as the divine messenger enters the throne room, receives the royal decree, prepares to deliver the divine truth. The universe is aligning for a spectacular pivot through divine timing. The sun, I keep saying, is the ruler of Leo. And as the father and the king, or God, divine vitality, authentic self-expression, and creative radiance. The sun is the source of life, demanding full aliveness and soul reflection. Performance as a sacred offering, not validation seeking. Mercury in the tarot deck is the magician. And Mercury's about manifestation and communication. If you look at the magician, he has all four elements on the table. The messenger is the alchemist, the manifester, divine will channeled through focused intention. As above, so below. If you look at the card, he's pointing up and down. Bridging divine insight with earthly expression. The magician's tools are words, technology, perception, mastered amid chaos. Can you stay calm amid the chaos? The magician rules Virgo. And I said this was happening at the 9th degree. And the number 9 connects to the hermit. And the hermit is inner wisdom and spiritual guidance. An introspective guide retreating to retrieve the wisdom. The hermit also is the light within darkness. Solitary seeker becoming empowered speaker. Meditation on a lamp is wisdom earned in darkness. In tarot, Leo is connected to the strength card. Leo is the strength card. And Leo rules the heart, and it's about wisdom and gentle mastery, the taming of the lion's instincts with compassion, not force, courage through heart-centered approach, power through grace. Channel Leo's courage mindfully. Avoid arrogance. When it comes to tarot, Venus is connected to the Empress, and the Empress is about creative fertility and emotional intelligence, nurturing through intuition, home, and emotional security, creative embodiment, receptivity to divine feminine wisdom. Venus's shift adds emotional resonance to this mental rebirth. When it comes to tarot, the ninth degree of Leo is connected to the Five of Wands, which is conflict and creative tension. Are y'all seeing the connection? Friction precedes growth, battles for creative control or visibility. Leo's fire fuels competition, but the Hermit's wisdom rises above petty struggles. Playful conflict leading to healthy debate before clarity. How will we weave all this into a story? The magician, Mercury, retreats to the Hermit's cave at 9 degrees Leo. Experiences the friction of the Five of Wands, creative tension. Receives strength, Leo, from the heart. Leo rules the heart. And emerges empowered by the Sun, King, to speak divine truth with the Empress's, Venus's bounds, emotional grace. I just said Venus, the Empress. Let's explore how the Empress transforms this emotional landscape. The day before, Venus is going to be at the critical 29th degree of Gemini, heading into Venus. And when planets shift signs, they like to show their ass. Venus in Gemini is about cerebral, flirty, fast talking, light, curious mental connections. Now we're taking the goddess of love and moving her to Cancer. Emotional, nurturing, memory driven, protective, intuitive feeling connections. Going from curious mental connections to intuitive feeling connections. It's about letting go of mental barriers, Gemini, to embrace healing. Cancer. You might be sitting there asking yourself, what does all this have to do with the Kazemi? Your voice that you find during this Kazemi will be rooted in genuine feeling, not just clever performance. Leo is the actor and actresses of the zodiac. Beauty born through sensitivity, not just sparkle. All that glitters is not gold. Ever hold a fool's gold? The desire to belong and be seen for authentic self, not just for your impressive words. Let's not forget, Venus is a benefic planet. It's the lesser benefic. Jupiter is the greater benefic. And which means this Kazemi could bring blessings. Her governance of the ninth degree of Leo blesses collaborations and communications with heart. All the Mercury retrogrades occur this year in the fire signs. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. The fire element qualities is about passion, purpose, purification, courage, and creativity. Burn away false narratives, old scripts, inauthentic messaging. In Leo, this is the second initiation of the year-long fire purification process. The ultimate goal of this is for you to discover your raw, bold voice of truth underneath all the performance. This is the magician's trial by fire. We got this Mercury in Leo, which is, you know, going through August. Then we still have the retrograde in Sagittarius sometime in December. Retrograde, review, rewind. So we will be revisiting fire themes. The challenge will be mastering communication, technology, and your perception amid the chaos. How do you work with this? Channel fire mindfully through heart wisdom, not ego dominance. So you might be sitting there asking yourself, how should I work with this energy? Try journaling. Ask yourself, what truth have I been holding back. What royal command am I ready to receive? Get a recording device, channel messages from your inner sovereign or higher self. Revisit old creative projects. What once lit you up that needs revival or revision? Heart-centered conversations. Speak truth, not just pleasantries or expectations. Have some release ceremonies. Name and release old storylines that no longer define you. Watch for synchronicity. Listen for signs. The king is sending divine messages. Creative self-expression. Write, speak as performance to the divine. Let's not forget, we are still in Mercury retrograde, so be cautious. The regular avoid signing, delay major decisions until Mercury turns direct. Until Mercury stations direct. Expect glitches. Make sure you back up important data. Here's an important one. Think before you speak. Leo amplifies pride and ego and ego-driven words. So if you're not trying to get into arguments, think before you speak. Double check your reservations. Leave early. Allow extra time. Before you send that out, make sure you look over it. Edit, refine, reorganize, rather than just launching out new things. Avoid impulsive declarations or dramatic pronouncements. Use the hermit's wisdom to rise above the petty struggles. Make sure you ensure expression serves connection, not just visibility. Now let's get on to what y'all came here for. Let's make it personal. Let's get to the rising signs. The rising signs interpretation. The king's decree from the throne to each of the rising signs. Aries rising. The Kazemi's happening in your fifth. Creativity, romance, children, joy, self-expression. Mercury rules your third and your sixth. Communication, siblings, and learning, work, health, services, and your daily routine. Your royal decree, a creative project or a love affair reaches a pivotal turning point. You're receiving divine downloads about authentic joy and self-expression. Manifestations, old flames or passion projects resurface for revision. Breakthrough insights about children or creative talents. Communication style transforms to support creative work. Health routines may shift to nourish artistic expression. Sibling relationships provide unexpected creative inspiration. Integration. The Hermit asks, what creative truth have you been hiding from yourself? Your authentic voice emerges through playful, heart-centered expression. Taurus rising. This Kazemi is happening in your fourth house. Home, family, roots, emotional foundation. Mercury rules your second house and your fifth house. Money, values, possessions, creativity, and pleasure. Your royal decree. Deep reevaluation of what feels safe, sacred, and emotionally foundational. Family dynamics or ancestral stories need attention. Manifestations. Property matters or living situations transform. Financial decisions tied to home, family, surface. Past creative projects return with profit potential. Value systems undergoes emotional restructuring. Childhood memories provide healing insights. The Empress whispers, nurture your inner sanctuary. Venus entering Cancer adds profound emotional depth to your security needs. Gemini rising. This Kazemi's happening in your third house. Communication, mind, local environment, and siblings. Mercury rules your first and your fourth. Identity, self-expression, home, emotional foundation. Your royal decree, potent mental reset and communication transformation. Your voice becomes the wand of manifestations. Speaking of manifestation, revelations about communication style and mental processing. siblings, or local connections reappear with important messages. Career news arrives through communication channels, revise, don't finalize. Home and identity themes merge powerfully through new self-expression. Home and identity themes merge powerfully through new self-expression. The integration. The magician is reborn in solar fire. As Mercury's child, Mercury is your chart ruler. This Kazemi directly empowers your entire being through authentic voice. Cancer rising. This Kazemi is happening in your second house. Money, value, self-worth, and your possessions. Mercury rules your 12th and your 3rd. Subconscious and hidden patterns. Communication and your learning process. Your royal decree. Rewriting your worth narrative through spiritual insight and authentic communication. Hidden fears about value surface for healing. Manifestations. Financial reassessment. Hold off major purchases. Past debts or income sources resurfaces. Spiritual insights transform money relationship. Subconscious patterns affecting self-worth need attention. Local communication becomes vehicle for value expression. The Hermit guides an inward journey to reclaim lost treasures. Venus entering your sign softens the process with self-compassion and emotional wisdom. Leo rising. This Kazemi is happening in your first house. Identity, self-expression, physical body, and personal style. Mercury rules your 11th and your second house. Friends, networks, and future goals, resources, and values. Your royal decree. Radiant identity rebirth. This is your coronation moment. Profound clarity about life purpose and authentic self-presentation. Manifestation. Divine downloads about who you're becoming. Friends and financial situations push you towards leadership. Old contacts return. Some helpful, some draining. Your authentic voice becomes magnetic and authoritative. Complete image reinvention with sovereign confidence. The king sits on his throne and the message delivers your personal decree. This is your moment to own your magic and speak your royal truth. Virgo rising. This Kazemi's happening in your 12th house. Hidden truths, spirituality, subconscious, and endings. Mercury rules your 1st and your 10th. Identity, self-expression, career, reputation, authority. Your royal decree. Hidden truths about career and personal image surface through spiritual insight. A sacred detox of professional persona. Manifestation. Career opportunities or past mistakes emerge from the shadows. Dreams and solitude provide crucial messages. Subconscious patterns affecting public image need attention. Meditation, therapy, or retreat becomes essential. Professional identity undergoes spiritual transformation. The Hermit is at home here, guiding through the fog towards sacred clarity. Your chart ruler, Mercury, in the house of hidden wisdom, creates profound personal transformation through spiritual work. Libra rising, the Kazemi in your 11th house, friends, groups, networks, future goals, and social vision. Mercury rules your 9th and your 12th. Philosophy, higher learning, and travel. Hidden patterns and spirituality. Your royal decree. Reimagining your place in a collective through spiritual and philosophical insight. Social networks bring divine messages. Manifestation. Important news arrives through friends or groups. Past group projects or friendships resurface for resolution. Long-term goals get clarity through community connections. belief systems, and hidden patterns around belonging need revision. Social media dynamics may create drama, requiring graceful leadership. The Empress reminds you to lead with grace and vision. Hidden spiritual wisdom, 12th, and expanded worldview, 9th house, transforms your social impact. Scorpio rising. This Kazemi's happening in your 10th house. Career, reputation, authority, public image, life direction. Mercury rules your 8th and your 11th. Transformation, shared resources and intimacy, networks and future goals. Your royal decree. Major professional revelation and public voice transformation. Career spotlight with new authority and recognition. Manifestation. Breakthrough moments in your professional life. Past work recognized or criticized publicly. Home partnership issues affect reputation. Shared finances or intimate relationships influence career direction. Boss or parental figure needs attention. Network connections transform your professional trajectory. The Magician asks, what power are you ready to wield publicly? Transform, the 8th, and collective impact, 11th, merge from career expression. Sagittarius, this Kazemi is in your 9th house. Philosophy, higher learning, travel, publishing, legal matters. Mercury rules your 7th and your 10th. Partnerships and relationships, career and reputation. Your royal decree. Belief systems undergoes rebirth through partnership and career insights. Your worldview expands through relationship dynamics. Manifestation, travel plans, courses, or legal matters resurface. Creative or financial ventures expand your horizons. Partnership decisions affect career trajectory. Publishing or teaching opportunities arise. Foreign connections provide new perspectives. Academic pursuits gain momentum. The hermit becomes the pilgrim, seeking truth beyond familiar territory. Relationship, 7th, and professional calling, 10th, guide philosophical expansion. Capricorn rising. This Kazemi's happening in your 8th house. Intimacy, shared resources, transformation, psychology, death, and rebirth. Mercury rules your 6th and your 9th. Work, health, daily routine, philosophy, higher learning. Your royal decree. Deep philosophical insights about power, intimacy, and resource sharing. Work and belief systems undergo profound transformation. Manifestations, loans, taxes, or joint finances need review. Intimate relationships reveal hidden dynamics. Work disputes over shared resources. Spiritual insights transform approach to power. Health issues may reveal deeper psychological patterns requiring attention. Shadow aspects of work, 6th, and belief systems, 9th, surface through intimate encounters. The Empress offers healing through emotional honesty in power dynamics. Aquarius rising. This Kazemi is happening in your 7th house of partnerships, relationship, open enemies, marriages, business partnerships. Mercury rules your 5th and your 8th. Creativity, romance, and children. Transformation, shared resources. Your royal decree. Relationship revelations transform creative expression and power dynamics. Past partners or rivals return for truth-telling. Manifestation. Important conversations with current or past partnerships. Creative projects need partnership input. Children or creative work affects relationship dynamics. Shared resources with partners require attention. Love and power dynamics tested through honest communication. The Magician and the Hermit ask, what truth are you ready to share in partnership? Creative expression, 5th, and transformation, 8th, merge through relationship alchemy. Pisces rising. This Kazemi is in your 6th house. Work, health, daily routine, service, pets, and employees. Mercury rules your 4th and your 7th. Home, family, roots, partnerships, and relationships. Your world decree. Work environment and health routines undergo significant recalibration. Home and relationship dynamics flow into practical improvements. Manifestations. Job responsibilities or workplace dynamics shift. Health checkups or routine changes needed. Family or partner decisions affect your daily life. Service work becomes the vehicle for authentic expression. Pets or co-workers may need special attention. Home-based work opportunities arise. The Empress reminds you to nourish the vessel carrying your magic. Home foundation, fourth, and partnership harmony, seventh, support practical service expression. We're going from grief to glory, the crown and the voice. This Mercury Kazemi represents a cosmic crossroads where three sacred actions converge. Release at the 9 degree, what dims your authentic light, grief, outdated roles, false narratives. Receive divine downloads about creative purpose, your mythic voice, and the next chapter. And nurture. Venus in Cancer. Seeds of vision with emotional intelligence and heart wisdom. The King's final decree. Let your voice be your crown and wear it boldly. Speak boldly, not to impress, but to connect. Express yourself, not for validation, but because your truth is medicine. Let your mind serve your heart, not the reverse. Rewrite your story with passion, presence, and authentic power. The King's promise, there will be a dawn after the long night. After Mercury retrograde's period of testing, confusion, and inner work, this Kazemi offers sparkling clarity like the morning dew in the sunlight. Renewed creative confidence rooted in authentic self-knowledge. Courage to express your soul's message without ego performance. Integration of spiritual wisdom with practical communication. The universe is aligning for a spectacular pivot. Will you meet it as the magician, the hermit, the empress, the strength card, or the sovereign sun? The divine answer is all of them. Your voice carries the magic of manifestation, the wisdom of solitude, the grace of nurturing, the courage of the heart, and the radiance of authentic sovereignty. This is your moment. Speak your truth. Claim your crown. Let your light flood the field. I want to thank you for joining me on another episode. Make sure you come to the website. Subscribe to get the latest blogs, book a reading, to send me a message if you want to just ask me a question. Make sure you like the video, share the video, leave a comment at the bottom of the video if you want to answer one of those questions. I love to hear it. I appreciate all the listens, all the follows, and all of that. Thank you again. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.